These days, Brooklyn is what Greenwich Village used to be in New York City, the neighborhood for artists. Photographers, graphic designers, and musicians are all cheek by jowl with young families, delis, and coffee shops. Among them is J.C. Hopkins. That's among the people, not the coffee shops. Although raised in California, he lives in Fort Greene in Brooklyn. And to J.C. Hopkins, this is what Brooklyn sounds like. That's Finger on a Star. Mr. Hopkins has just released his first album with the J.C. Hopkins Biggish Band. It's called Underneath the Brooklyn Moon, and it features Queen Esther. Big band sounds with soft, personal, sometimes quirky voices and lyrics, often featuring the beloved borough of Brooklyn. J.C. Hopkins joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. Pleasure to be here.
And Queen Esther will join us momentarily when she arrives. She's en route. Let's jump right in. Listen to your song, Here Comes Love.
Don't look now, but here comes love. Must have heard my message from up above. Must have had to give some guy a shove. Must have heard what I was dreaming of. Don't look now, but love is here. Must have been waiting for me all these years. Must have been hiding behind the fear.
Now, Mr. Hopkins, of all the kinds of music a talented musician can make, what attracted you to this classic sound?
Well, I was raised listening to hard bop. My dad blasted it around the house to the neighborhood's delight in Southern California. So he kind of instilled that in me, but it took me a little while to get around to it. But it's a combination of songwriting, which is where I come at it from, and where that meets bop and jazz, and finding the sentiment in the music to match the lyrical intent.
Do lyrics come first with you, or is there a rule?
When I'm writing by myself, they usually come at the same time, and then, well, everything takes a little tinkering after the fact.
But one leads on to the other? Is it kind of line by line? Or
it seems like the music sort of dictates the lyrics.
Great lyrics in this one. Don't look now, love's on the floor, laughing and giggling, stepping out the door.
Don't look now, love's on the floor, laughing and giggling, stepping out the door.
That's Madeline Peru. That's a song I wrote with her, and we had a brief time where we were writing together quite a few songs, and they ended up on the record here.
Let me ask you about the title track. We want to play a little of it. It's a lovely song, Underneath the Brooklyn Moon.
We go against the tide. It really doesn't matter. I was under the impression we didn't know why. We improvise on the weather. Underneath the Brooklyn moon,
we walk hand in hand by the BQE. Making me tremble. Maybe that's 'cause you're near. Everything's fine since we're together. Underneath the Brooklyn moon tonight.
That's Lewis Flip Barnes singing along with Queen Esther. My gosh, this is the first time I've heard a reference to the BQE, Brooklyn Queen Expressway, in a love song.
Well, it's the soundtrack to our lives.
Indeed. Well, it certainly works.
Our house is about 10 yards away from the BQE, so that was the ongoing soundtrack. And
I am told by our folks outside the studio in the control room that Queen Esther has arrived. So,
oh my God.
Why don't we just open the door and seat her?
She is.
Hi, Scott.
Queen Esther.
Hi. How are you?
All right. wait, is this music fun to sing?
It's a lot of fun to sing. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because it's very difficult now in this day and age to really sing, to just let out a song and have it filled with I don't know, memories and feelings and all these layers of things that sometimes don't happen in music anymore. But it always happens in a standard. But to do a standard that's an original, mm-hmm. that's very special.
What's the fascination with Brooklyn? It sounds like it's not just loyalty, it's something more.
Well, it's affordable. But it's a history, I mean, and also so many great Americans come from Brooklyn, and there's the Brooklyn Dodgers. I'm a baseball fan, and proved to be just a beautiful place. I mean, we were lucky enough to get a house, you know, granted, right on next to the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, but it's this house built in 1840, mm-hmm. And so you just feel the history, you know, on the streets. And
that might be a good introduction to another song we want to play, Small Town. Let's listen.
Small town, this ain't nothing but a small town. Small town, this ain't nothing but a small town. People may come from miles around, but this ain't nothing but a small town.
You got small town you, a small town me, you're a small town beauty in the big city.
Small town people walking down the street, small town talking about you and me.
'Cause you're a small town girl,
you're a small town guy.
Come on baby, let's touch the sky.
Small town.
Lewis Flip Barnes singing with Queen Esther. Now, Brooklyn, I believe, left to its own devices, if you took it away from New York City, would be the fourth largest city in the country these days. So explain to us the small town attitude.
People just tend to end up knowing it's not just Brooklyn, it's Manhattan, it's
Harlem.
Harlem.
It's walking down the street and seeing the same people every day and greeting them mm-hmm. until it just feels like such a little neighborhood.
Yeah. Something reassuring in that, isn't there?
Very, very reassuring.
Queen Esther, I want to get back to something you said that intrigues me, talking about how the standards, the classics, the kind of songs we think of as being in the American songbook have a narrative, have a lyric quality that a lot of contemporary music doesn't. And so what you're doing here is taking advantage of the chance to sing what amounts to a new standard.
Exactly. There's maybe, I don't know, 25, 30 songs that people love to walk around and sing and hear. And you pretty much hear the same people singing those same songs. Mm-hmm. And we all know what they are. They come out seasonally sometimes. If someone wants to make a good impression on you as a singer, they'll pull out a few Frank Sinatras here or, mm-hmm. you know, this or that.
Yeah, there are two names that get brought into any conversation about big band music, and that's Count Basie and Duke Ellington. And I just wonder how you see yourself relating to what they did.
Swing and trying to just emulate the ethics that those guys had, the integrity, you know, and trying to break some ground, at least harmonically.
It certainly helps that you're working with musicians who've played in those bands as well. So they already have that feel, and they know that sound, they know that music. And they can contribute that.
Yeah, when it becomes time to start riffing underneath someone's solo, you know, they have the vocabulary to reference
Duke Ellington.
Duke, and it's just a Mingus. Generosity of spirit that those guys had that I try to, you know, touch on. I'm not kidding myself. I'm not in their league, you know, but I'm in on the planet that they live.
The fact that you're working with people who have touched on it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, yes.
So if you guys get really successful, do you move to Manhattan or Connecticut?
A bigger, better house in Brooklyn, I think, is in order.
Well, it's been a delight to talk to both of you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
J.C. Hopkins and his Biggish Band featuring Queen Esther. They crossed the river to join us from our Manhattan Bureau. Their new album is Underneath a Brooklyn Moon. You can hear the title track from Underneath a Brooklyn Moon and other songs from the album at our website, npr.org.